here's a story from The World.
Among the pardons that President Trump has made are pardons for four Blackwater contractors who were convicted of brutally murdering 14 Iraqi civilians in 2007. The killings caused outrage in Iraq and around the world and remain a large part of America's legacy there. With us now to discuss reaction in Iraq to the pardons is Ali Al-Molawi. He's a co-founder of the Iraq Policy Program and senior analyst at Inside Iraqi Politics. Ali, welcome. What has been the reaction to the news in Iraq, both politically in Baghdad and also how ordinary Iraqi civilians are taking it in?
Well, there's been total outrage, understandably. A lot of people have spoken out against the pardon, and both within the political blocs, amongst the political elite, and also amongst ordinary Iraqis. There was a statement issued by the foreign ministry just recently expressing regret for the decision. Of course, I don't think anyone really expects the decision to be reversed, but the statement by the foreign ministry kind of expressed hopes that the decision would be reversed.
So how did these killings impact the U.S. presence in Iraq in 2007? Take us back to the moment.
Well, it was a very infamous incident. In fact, as you know, 17 people, innocent people, were murdered in cold blood by these contractors. And there was huge outrage at the time. You know, it happened in a square in the middle of Baghdad called Nasur Square. You know, Blackwater contractors claimed that they had come under fire, but FBI investigation showed that actually all the people that had been killed were not carrying any weapons. And so it was a huge outrage, and it called into question a lot of what was going on in Iraq in terms of the presence of private security contractors and also U.S. troops in general.
How will this news impact the relationship between Iraq and the United States at this point, do you think?
Well, as you know, I mean, tensions have been quite high for some time now, particularly because of the assassinations that happened last year in the airport. As you know, senior Iraqi and Iranian officials were killed. And I think, you know, this really will just add to the tensions that, you know, currently exist between Iraq and the United States and also with Iran. As you know, Iran plays an important role in Iraq. And I think people are very worried that, you know, these pardons may just add to the escalation in tensions that currently exist in Iraq.
Do you think these pardons could have any effect on the current U.S. presence there?
These armed groups have been launching mortars and rockets in the direction of the U.S. embassy for some time now. In fact, only a couple of days ago, they launched an attack. And, you know, groups like this try to push this narrative that the United States really just isn't a reliable partner for Iraq.
Ali, have you heard any reaction to these pardons from families of the victims killed by Blackwater contractors in 2007?
Yeah, so some of the families of victims have spoken out, both in local and international media. To be honest, a lot of them have said we're not really surprised by this decision. I think people were very skeptical back in 2007 about receiving justice for their families. And I think this pardon has just really proven that their cynicism was correct.
So how can the U.S. ensure a strong relationship with Iraq in the future under Biden?
Well, I think what the United States needs to do is really just reverse a lot of the policies that Trump has had with regards to Iraq. And, you know, to me, I think that Trump's approach to Iraq has been extremely abusive. And I think what Joe Biden needs to do on January 20th, moving forward, is to really state that the United States' approach is really going to be very different to the way that Donald Trump has treated Iraq.
Ali, how do you remember this incident in 2007? What was your impression of what happened and how do you feel today?
You know, I drive past Nasur Square often. When I drive past, I think about the incident because it was just so infamous. You know, it's a real kick to the stomach for ordinary Iraqis who had hoped that perhaps justice could be served, at least in part, through this incident.
Ali Al-Molawi is a co-founder of the Iraq Policy Program. Ali, thank you very much for speaking with us about these pardons for the Blackwater contractors. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.